broadcasting 24 hours a day from Leeds University Union.
The sound
of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Good evening, Leeds, and any friends and family who've actually tuned in like they said they would. You're listening for the very first time to Indie Dosage with me, Tom Almond.
And me, Anton Witchell Chibber. Now, here's a newish one from Bombay Bicycle Club. This is Carry Me. This is you're with Indie Dosage. You're with Anton Witchell Chibber.
I'm me, Tom Almond.
Sorry about the 2 second silence. We're just a bit new to this. So
there was supposed to be some really nice background music on there, but
yeah, it doesn't seem to have worked. So you know, oh well. But yeah.
Anyway, Over the next few months, we'll be bringing you the very best tracks from the world of indie, alternative and modern rock.
You know, provided the show isn't terrible or something.
And they, like, replace us before next week or something, yeah.
So, tonight we've got some of the hottest tracks from the world of indie, including Alt-J, which we'll play for you in a minute.
Yeah, they're actually Leeds alumni as well, so, you know, supporting Leeds University all the way through, I guess. And then for the first of our features anyway tonight, we'll be playing through some of our favourite tracks from the Killers' debut album, Hot Fuss, which is our featured album for this week.
Then a bit later, we're going to transport you to 1991. We're going to play a few tracks from there. So we'll be doing something like this late every week from now, playing a couple of tracks from every year, see what you think about that.
Yeah, we're going to play about with the features, see which ones work, see what which ones
don't.
We'll
have Nirvana, a bit of the Pixies.
Yeah, maybe some James. No, that'll be good. Anyway, right, so I think we'll go on to our second song for the night then, which, as you've already heard, some Alt-J. Oops.
Here we go.
It's here. With Every Other Freckle.
Things your lungs do so well. I'm gonna bed into you like a cat beds into a demon. Turn you inside out and lick you like a crisp packet.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
So, for those of you just tuning in, that was Alt-J with Every Other Freckle.
Yeah, their new album, This Is All Yours, is out in stores to buy now.
You know, personally, I prefer the first album, but that's just my opinion.
I just figured I'd get in on the hype because everyone here seems to have heard of Alt-J, so...
Great song, though. Great song.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Anyway, speaking of albums, that brings us the first of our two, you know... not untested features for tonight, where we'll be taking you through the seminal Killers album, Hot Fuss.
I think for pretty much everyone, this is like one of the most definitive indie rock albums of the noughties, so we thought we'd play it for you. You know, it's up there with The Strokes, Arctic Monkeys, Libertines, blah blah blah.
Yeah. So right now we're going to kick off the album as it was meant to be started, really. This is going to be The Killers with Jenny Was a Friend of Mine. We'll be right back.
Student Radio.
Right, that was Jenny Was a Friend of Mine, followed by Mr. Brightside. So yeah, that was... We were discussing what songs to play off the album, me and Tom. And Tom was not going to play Mr. Brightside. And I was like, we're going to get like hung from the rafters or something if we don't play Mr. Brightside. So,
don't get me wrong, you know, it's a really good song, you know. It's one of, you know, one of the better Killers singles, but, you know, as an edgy lead student, you know, I like the album tracks, you know, the fillers that never get any airtime, you know. Songs like On Top, which we're not playing tonight, but songs like that, you know. Yeah, I think that's where the magic really lies. But by the way, can you believe this album's over 10 years old now?
Yeah, I was like 8 when this came out, so...
Yeah, great story, bro.
We have something written down here, like, the album was released on the...
......
but we've not filled in the dots, so we don't know.
Yeah, but it does come out a week later in the States than said date, so thank you, Wikipedia.
Yeah, so despite hailing from Vegas, a lot of critics say that they're like 80s Britpop kind of thing.
They're
a bit like... personally, I'll reference them to, like, The Cure... I don't know, Joy Division maybe.
The bass parts are pretty similar to Joy Division in a lot of parts, that kind of rhythmic bass, which is nice.
I always saw stuff like Smiley, I mean, it has like echoes of early U2, that sort of thing, like maybe with a bit of synth of New Order.
I suppose it explains that's one of the worst songs on the album, but anyway.
It went on to achieve great things for the Killers. They got a Grammy, a number one spot in the British charts, which
It's not bad for a debut, is it? I mean, fundamentally, it's just a cracking album. Like, all things aside, with Smiles Like You Mean It, there's not really a bad track on the album. So, I mean, choosing 4 to play for you tonight. I think we're going to get to play 4. It was really hard.
Next one here, we've got All These Things That I've Done, which, fun fact, is one of David Cameron's Desert Island discs, which I found that quite amazing. Don't know about you. Here you go.
I got sober, I'm not a soldier.
were going to talk about the album a bit more, but because we're a bit strapped for time.
Running a bit of our time here, so next one's going to be, that you hear, is going to be Glamorous Indie Rock and Roll, and it's, which is one of our favourites of the album.
It's probably my favourite, personally. Yeah. It's just, it's brilliant.
Here we go.
The cool jingle has failed to play again. So that was Glamorous Indie Rock and Roll by The Killers, our favourite song off the album, which brings our time with Hot Fuss to a conclusion. If you've not already bought the album, which you really should have, go and buy it.
Hope you enjoy that. We'll be doing this every week, like we said, playing like a couple of tracks from a famous album.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the rules of doing a good radio show. I'm Tom Almond.
And I'm Anton Wichtelchiba.
And because we're supposed to play our names, and Anton has a really posh name for Liverpool.
I'll say that again. It's Anton Wichtelchiba. It's a really confusing name. I'm not posh or anything. I'm from Liverpool.
It's the other kind of estate, not the Downton kind.
All right, yeah. So now we're going to play a couple of new tracks.
Gig guide.
Oh, the gig guide.
For the next minute, I'm going to read out some gigs in the Leeds area that we've specifically chosen to be of interest to our supposed listeners, who we don't know who you are yet. But anyway, you can also tweet us, apparently, at @thisisLSR. So, send us some abuse, as my flat have told me they're going to do. Anyway,
remember, we can't swear on the radio, so don't no crazy swearing, please.
No, Charlie, I'm looking at you. anyway, gig guide. Tomorrow at Leeds Beckett, if you're not already sick of hearing Budapest by George Ezra, you can go and hear it again to death. Tomorrow at Warehouse 23 in Wakefield, Awetus, famous mainly for Teenage Dirtbag, think of anything else. Yeah, they're playing there. And then our chosen gig of the week, playing in Hyde Park at the Bindendal Social Club in the Games Room, is a band called Southern, who I actually discovered a couple of months ago. They're pretty decent.
We're going to play a track from what album?
It's an EP. They're that up and coming. Tickets are about £6 or £7 in advance. You can buy them online on the website of Bindendal Social Club.
Never actually listened to Southern, so this is going to be quite interesting.
Yeah, it's good.
What's the song called again?
It's called Where the Wild Are, and this is Southern.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
And that was Southern with Where the Wild Things Are. So any thoughts?
I quite enjoy that, actually.
Yeah. So again.
I'll go and see them.
Yeah, they're playing on Friday. Friday at the Bindendal Social Club in Hyde Park in Leeds.
Additionally, Jake Bugg is playing on Saturday. We didn't mention him because... we don't really like him.
And we don't recommend you see him.
Yeah, but there's quite a few people who like him, so, you know.
We don't have a monopoly on good taste, we just have most of it. Anyway.
So now we're going to go to our year.
No, wait, we're skipping ahead too early.
Oh, well, we are. Okay, so here's another track.
Yeah, we're now going to rectify one of the great wrongs in music, which is that I've never heard this song on the radio. And this is by my favourite band. They're called Beirut, and they do not get enough radio coverage. You know, they're an American band. Wikipedia describes them as indie rock mixed with world music. So if you like any of the following, Balkan brass, accordions, ukuleles, and some quite nice harmonies, this is probably for you. So enjoy.
Why is it on? There we go.
If I was young, I'd flee this town. I buried my dreams underground. As did I, we drink to die, we drink to die. Far from home, elephant guns, let's take them down. One by one, we'll lay it down. It's not been found, it's not a
enjoyed that. That was Beirut with Elephant Gun.
Yeah, I really hope you now also love that song, because we've rectified that great wrong. And we're going to leave it playing in the background because it has this lovely little outro bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's going to bring us to our year in music. So, the year is 1991. The Prime Minister in the UK is John Major.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is still an actor, with Terminator 2 as the highest grossing film of the year.
It is. The Soviet Union is suddenly no more, solidifying the end of the Cold War.
And in the Middle East, a US-led coalition is about to push Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait.
And in a rainy city on the west coast of the United States, after a decade of cushy synth pop and flamboyant glam rock, Nirvana have just released Nevermind, an album which will put Seattle on the map and thrust Cobain & Co. into the vanguard of grunge rock. Or just grunge. So now, with Lithium, this is Nirvana.
Or is it?
In about 16 seconds, because we're having 14, slight technical 13, difficulty.
12, 11.
Yeah, again, Southern are playing on Friday at the Bindendal Social Club, and that was Beirut, well, Elephant Gun. 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll get better at this.
I'm so happy, 'cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, 'cause so are you. Book on ears, Sunday morning is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God. Yeah!
stop.
That was Nirvana. Oops.
Not finished yet, quite.
I was not expecting that.
There we go.
Anyway, so yeah, that was Nirvana with Lithium.
And then Where Is My Mind by the Pixies off their brilliant album Surfer Rosa.
Yeah, that's the first two songs of probably... It's probably only going to be three, because we've kind of got time now for like 1.5 songs, which is really not worked out.
We ran out of time. We're going to play a couple more, but you know.
We're going to tweak things for next week. Yeah, should we play the tune and then talk, or do you want to talk and play the tune?
No, we'll just play the tune. We're going to leave you with this. This is Come On Over. No, not Come On Over.
No,
Come Home.
No. Come Home. It's
by
the top
James.
One
It's that time again when I lose my friends, go walk about. I've got the bends from pressure. This is a testing time when the choice is mine. Am I a fool for love or foolish for desire? And I don't believe you're all I'll ever need. And I need to feel that you're not holding me. But the way I feel just makes me
become the kind of man I've always hated.
Thanks for listening. I've been Tom Almond.
And Anton Wichel-Chibber. These are the adverts.
So, yeah. Goodbye. For now.
Yeah, until next time. Next up is the library.
Oh, the Leeds University, the Union Music Library presents. And they're very nice and friendly. So, oops, adverts. Bye.
This is Danny Howard, and you're listening to Leeds Student Radio.